welcome back to 15 Minutes with Frank. My name is Frank, and I'm so glad you're here. This is podcast number, I think it's 13. I forgot right now. Hold on, let me look it up real quick. This is podcast number 13. Tresse, I am so glad you're here with us today. It's going to be a fun time. We're going to talk about some stuff we did last week, as well as talk about where I get my inspiration. Like, where, you know, that's the thing that, you know, if after like about a year and a half, 2 years of the ministry, sometimes you kind of like inspiration kind of just goes away. You get excited the first few, you know, weeks and months, and even like first year, you have like the whole year planned out, and you're so stoked because you can kind of like use stuff you've used in the past in a new ministry because they've never heard you speak before, they've never heard your illustrations, your sermons. But after a period of time, usually around a year and a half, 2 years, some of that inspiration goes away, or some of that creativity that you've like had in your, you know, your pocket for a while has kind of gone. So you got to find new ways to get inspiration. So at the end of this podcast, I'm going to share with you some of the places where I find inspiration, and hopefully you can benefit from it. With that being said, if you haven't done so, please subscribe. It would mean the world to me if you subscribe to this podcast. And if you can share it with a friend, tell someone about it, let them know that there's a guy named Frank with a beard and he talks to a microphone by himself about youth ministry, that would mean a lot to me. I've already seen some of y'all do it in the different Facebook groups. When people ask what podcast you listen to, some of y'all mention me. And dude, it warms my heart. It means a lot to me every time I see it, because I'm not allowed to post it. I can't talk about myself. That sounds arrogant. That's like anti-biblical, right? Hey, go listen to me talk for 15 minutes. That's wrong. But if you say, hey, you should check out this guy, he's pretty cool, he talks about cool stuff, hey, it's all legal and it's all good, and it makes me feel great. Anyways, let's dive into what I did last week in my youth ministry night. And if you have any questions, as always, hit me up. I'd love to share any ideas, thoughts, or mistakes I've made with you. Last week, March 5th, we had a service at doors open at 6 o'clock, and the students came in. And we had, so my birthday was on Monday, March 6th. And so the leaders decided to put their money together and buy a couple cakes for my birthday. And so it was really cool. They surprised me with it, and it was great because I didn't have a snack planned. So it worked out very conveniently. At the 6:30 when we started Fuse, we played a game that just got unveiled for DYM members as one of the perks for your monthly meeting. So if you know what DYM stands for, DYM is Download Youth Ministry, and they have this membership where they give you like 7 products for free every single month with your membership, as well as a $20 credit to buy whatever you want in the store. Well, they unveiled this sick game called Dead Cat, and it's like, I believe my buddy Justin Knowles says it's a game changer, and it really is a game changer. Like, it's one of those games where it's like, it's like that new game where, like, we're going to be talking about it for a couple weeks. And so this game, it's a long-form game, so it's going to last a while. Like, it's going to take a couple weeks to complete it. And so what we decided is, beginning of every night, before we start, as the kids come in, when all the kids are there, we actually start, we're going to have someone call up someone up front, and we're going to play a game called Dead Cat. And Dead Cat, it's a video-based game where, like, there's multiple solutions to questions, and depending on the answer you choose is the fate of the cat that you have. And so, like, 2 answers could help you go to the next round, 2 answers could kill your cat, and the objective is to go all 10 rounds without killing your cat. And it was great. And so our cat made it like 4 rounds, I think, 4 or 5 rounds, and then the cat died. And so anyways, I can't wait to play this game again next week. Hopefully we play a couple weeks. I actually don't want my kids to win, because I want to kind of prolong this for a while, because it's a real game changer game. So if you don't have a DYM membership, they're not paying me to do this. I'm just a member. You should go and get that membership. It's legit. And for anything else, the games that you get for free in the membership and the $20 credit you can get more games is really good. And I've been using it lately for my leadership training. It's been helpful to help get content to train my leaders into doing student ministry. So DYM, they're great. Josh, Doug, those dudes are awesome. Anyway, moving on. After that, our host came up and did some announcements, and then they called me up, and I thought they were just going to kind of sing happy birthday or whatever, but they tricked me. They sang happy birthday, And all the leaders had Silly String and sprayed me down with Silly String. And there's a picture on my Student Ministries Instagram account where I'm covered in Silly String. They cleaned it up, so I wasn't mad, but it was a good time. All right, then we played two games. We played a game called Last Man Standing, and that's a game you can find in the Youth Men's store. My buddy Ben Reed made it. It's a good game, guys. It's a good game. Check it out, Last Man Standing. It's kind of like there's three different areas in the room where you have to go to. If you think the answer is A, you go to the left side of the room, B in the middle, C the far right, and your objective is to kind of be the last man standing. It's just like kind of survival-esque game. Super simple, super fun. You got to check it out. And then we played a game that, like, it was a game that everyone was talking about. The NFL came out with this thing called NFL Bad Joke Telling or something. And it was like NFL players saying really bad jokes with bad puns. And the objective is, the point of the game is if someone laughs, that person's out. And so we did it. And one thing, if you haven't done this yet, I say you should do it. If you are a high school pastor, definitely do it. High school kids will destroy in this game. It would work so well. Middle school girls will do well, I think. But middle school boys, it's like, it's going to flop. I mean, it just flops so hard with our middle school boys. Like, they weren't getting the point. They weren't saying the jokes right. They were just like, it was just weird. It was just uncomfortable. And after talking to a couple other people, everyone kind of agreed, like, it didn't work well with middle school boys. Or middle schoolers in general, but middle school boys kind of do not do well with this game. But high schoolers, it's great. If you don't know how to play it, just type in NFL bad joke telling and you'll get a pretty good gist of it. In the Youth Men group or the DYM Facebook group, there are people who have shared their jokes, their graphics in there, and it's a fun, free game, simple game. If anything, you can do it as a small group thing and it might be even better. But as a host, you might want to set the stage of how to make sure it goes well. We did three worship songs after that. Blessed be your name, good, good Father, and great are you, Lord. And I preached. And so we're in a series called How to Ruin Your Life. It was a DYM sermon series that I decided to just kind of take the theme of it and kind of make it my own. And it was a good series on wisdom. And next week, we're doing our last week. And it's a good time. And then we broke into small groups. And that was the end of the night. So when it comes to this idea of inspiration, it's interesting because, like, I know for the first year and a half, everyone's good, right? Like we go strong and you know, we have content maybe what we've done in previous churches or content that we've had kind of in our pocket that we can always bring out. But like there comes a time around a year and a half, 2 years where like that newness factor is gone and you have to like start stirring up the creativity pot. And so for me, one way I kind of dealt with that situation, because this is not my third church I've served in, and I've hit that point about a year and a half, 2 years in now, where I realized that what I wanted to do in the very beginning when I first got here is not use everything I've ever done before. Like, try to mix in new things in the process so that way I always have old stuff to fall back on. So this is a tip for a youth pastor that might be transitioning into a new ministry. You might be tempted to say, hey, I have 2 years worth of content that I did in my last church I can just bring over. I suggest you spread that out because that way you're still reminding yourself how to create good content, how to write sermons. And because if you get a habit of just using old content, then there's going to come be a point a year or two from now where you're going to be like, I forgot how to write a sermon, right? I forgot how to come up with new content. I forgot how to break down scripture, you know what I'm saying? Because you've been so disattached from the process of creating content that you are just using old content. And this is kind of also, I think, a dilemma problem sometimes with youth ministry resources like a DYM or Youth Men. I love them, I contribute to them, but I think sometimes the problem is we sometimes become too dependent on the sermon curriculum that we forget how to create our own content. And so I'm not saying don't buy content, I'm not saying don't buy sermons on these websites. What I'm saying is, what I would encourage you is if you do buy a sermon, truly make it your own. Like rip that thing apart, shred it to like to the point where it's like, what you're preaching is almost a completely different message than what you purchased. Because that way, you did the work, you allowed the Holy Spirit to speak through you, and I think that's huge, you know what I'm saying? Because if you don't, you're preaching someone else's content, and I think the point of these websites that give you content and give you sermon series is not so much so you can just kind of rip them apart, or completely like preach their stuff. Unless you're like a bivocational volunteer, then use your stuff verbatim. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's there for. But like if you are a full-time youth pastor and you're like, your job is to do, you know, to preach to students, really take the time to really make it your own, because You don't want to get in the habit of forgetting how to create your own content because it'll turn you into a lazy youth pastor. And the last thing we need in the world is more lazy youth pastors. You know what I'm saying? So do the effort, do the work, put aside some hours in the week, even if you're buying sermon series, to really make your own content based on the theme, based on the passages, based on whatever. Really make your own stuff because you can become lazy. So spread out your content. And that's what I decided to do is kind of like do some. So I did my Waiting, Dating, and Mating series, which is something I've been doing for years. But like then I brought in some new stuff that I wrote, some stuff that I got, and I really tried to make it my own and then spread that out as far as I can. And beyond that, like, obviously, you know, Facebook groups are really helpful, right? Like, knowing what other people are saying. In fact, there's times where, like, I'll have a sermon series idea or, like, I know a book of the Bible I want to preach on, but then I'll go to the Facebook group and say, oh, the way they titled it, like, you know, if you're in the book of James, someone is like, hey, I have a sermon series called Do Work. And, like, or I'll see a sermon series that says Do Work and stuff like that. Like, that's like a old phrase from this old MTV show, but like that is a good like title for a series on the book of James, Do Work, right? And so if you see a good sermon graphic, that could be inspiration for you. And I don't know, it's the Facebook group and the community, being in community is helpful to creating new content and good content and also getting inspiration. There's some unorthodox places where I also get inspiration from. Obviously, I listen to a bunch of podcasts, you know, The Relevant podcast is really good, especially when you're looking for illustrations, because their slices might bring some interesting kind of perspectives and stories that you've never heard before, and it might be good for like illustrations or points for your messages. And The Relevant podcast is a really good job of kind of painting pictures for you of like what actual humanity is and things like that. Then when you talk about So this might be the most unorthodox place I find a lot of inspiration. And you might want to, if you're like super conservative and get offended easily, you might not want to hear this. But like, so I listen to comedians a lot. I love comedians because they bring a perspective onto the world and they're really good at storytelling and they're really humorous. And humor is like the fodder, the currency that kids live on. And so one thing I decided to do is start listening to more comedians. So I listen to channels where I have like Sirius XM radio for like 3 months for free. And so I listen to only the comedian stuff. And obviously there's some grody, gross stuff on there. But if you can kind of wave through past that, there's some really funny stuff. And the way they tell their stories can be inspiration how to even like make a point and get to a point in your message. I also listen to the podcast. There's a guy named Pete Holmes. He has a podcast called You Made It Weird. And in that podcast, he talks about relationships. He talks about comedy and like the life of a comic. But he also talks about God. And he actually tried to be a youth pastor. He went to school for youth ministry. But he kind of like lost his faith or kind of decided not to go into that field. And so he's just a big time comedian who interviews other comedians. And one thing I think is interesting is they'll talk about faith a lot on that podcast. And I would say 95% of the people he brings on that podcast aren't believers. Or if they are believers, they're not going to be in the same or similar streams of Christianity and faith that you are. But just to listen to them talk about their faith and the way they view the world has been helpful for me to figure out how our students look at the world, or at least at minimum how the world looks at their faith and how the world looks at Christianity. Sometimes I have to fast forward through the podcast because they have some inappropriate content or talk about, you know, gross stuff for a little bit. But when they talk about the faith stuff, it's really interesting. And actually just like the way they talk about even being on stage and presenting themselves and like talking about how what got the crowd going and what not got the crowd going actually kind of gives me a little inspiration on how to look at talking to students and how to kind of hold their attention and keep them on the stage. And they talk about like pacing and beats. And so just like little nuances in the comedies podcast that kind of helped me kind of figure it out. So it's a podcast called You Made It Weird. I can't endorse it, obviously, because there's lots of language. It's inappropriate sometimes. But if you're interested in looking at a whole different side of comedy, as well as the art of comedy, as well as issues of faith from a perspective of agnostics, atheists, seekers, and people who maybe even claim to be faith Christians. It's a very, very interesting podcast. Let me look at my phone real quick. Let me see what other podcasts I listen to. Because I listened to a couple other ones that might be helpful. Actually, I know a lot of podcasts I listen to do give me inspiration. So Relevant Podcasts, You Made It Weird. Those are the two big ones. 99% Invisible. That's an interesting podcast. That's a little more like introspective. I listen to like a lot of podcasts about true crimes. That doesn't give me inspiration. I'm just like fascinated with how people like do true crimes. So that might make me weird. I don't know. There's a podcast called How I Built This. And this is actually an interesting podcast. It's about entrepreneurs, like famous entrepreneurs, like person who made Virgin Airlines or Zappos, or like they'll interview like guys like Mark Cuban, and they'll talk about how they start their business and just the way they talk about the grind and the hard work and you know making good business choices, just in a way that kind of inspires me to like do well in student ministry and like work hard and talks about, you know, like their failures in the business world and how I can fail like as a youth pastor or as a you know leading volunteer. So it's just been an interesting podcast to listen to. I would recommend How I Built This. The DYM podcast is obviously like a solid podcast. After Nine is really good. I'm trying to see what other podcasts are in here that are really good. So those are two student ministry podcasts that are really good. Radio Lab stuff. I mean, the Nerdist podcast is kind of like You Made It Weird. Again, comedians talking to other comedians, or in the Nerdist podcast case, it talks about the other celebrities. It's kind of interesting. I listen to a podcast called Sword and Scale, which is like the most gruesome podcast about murders and true crimes. It's pretty intense. But anyways, with that being said, inspiration can be found anywhere. And I think someone told me like, good pastors need to be readers. And like, I like to read, but I don't love to read. So I don't know if that makes me a bad guy. I like to read, but I don't love it. Like I don't like have a book list every year. Like I got to read through these 14 books this year. But like, I do believe that good pastors should be reading, because reading gives you inspiration and content for your sermons. But I think we also live in a world where like podcasts can give you tons of inspiration, and podcasts can give you tons of perspective, of views outside of yourself, outside of your maybe the city, the state, the culture you live in, and kind of give you a perspective of how your students look at life and how your students look at their faith. And it's been helpful to listen to these podcasts and be able to kind of see that stuff. So with that being said, that's all I got for today. If you have any podcasts you listen to that you get inspiration from, I would love to know, because I'm always down to listen to a new podcast. I'm going to be traveling next week to California. I don't know if I'll be able to make a podcast next week. Maybe I'll try to do something special where I like, I don't know, record myself on my airplane and let everyone listen to me talk on the airplane. I don't know. Maybe I won't do that. We'll figure it out. But with that being said, hey guys, you're great. I miss y'all. Hopefully I'll see you next week. Until then, God bless you. And always, always choose Popeyes over KFC. Bye.